All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, 30-year practitioner in the practice of law in North Alabama. And oh, by the way, not only a good attorney, but he's a longtime conservative. I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Okay, let me start off by saying that a disturbing report came out yesterday. A disturbing report that much of the mainstream media is actually choosing to ignore. Auburn University just fired an employee because of his vile and disgusting, I mean like literally disgusting, comments and remarks made about Charlie Kirk's murder. The same guy is a drag queen in his off hours, and he's a leader of the LGBTQ group on Auburn's campus. But the facts that got him fired are not those. The facts that got him fired are pretty bad, but it's worse though when you consider his history. Because this same guy was a middle school teacher in Auburn just over a year ago, and he was caught on a podcast bragging about how he used his middle school teaching position in order to sort of inject his alternative lifestyle into his kids' lives. You catch that? He loved using his teaching position with impressionable middle school kids as a platform for promoting his sexuality and gender identity. And he had to resign. Had to resign from the middle school, and then Auburn hired him anyway. Go figure. Well, it wasn't so long ago that we had the same story in Huntsville, when a middle school teacher there was caught on video. Remember this? Conducting a drag queen story hour with kids and making lewd comments and suggestive jokes. The same guy was then caught bragging about the same behaviors as the other guy did on a podcast. And y'all, the blowback was intense. He also had to resign. And do you remember back in 2024, just last year, we talked about the progressive agenda at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center Space Camp? The news broke nationwide when it was learned that the transgender lifestyle was being promoted by the Space and Rocket Center, that kids were actually being housed in dormitories that matched their so-called gender identity without their parents being aware. You know, never mind the fact that they have a biological sex that actually makes a difference. Basically, you could send your kid from Kansas to a week of space camp in Alabama and find out later on that your 12-year-old daughter shared a shower with a boy. All the while, the staff of space camp wore rainbow buttons and pink hair, and it was a hot mess, and the backlash on that one was pretty huge as well. And then, y'all, there's the online predators. The ones who embed themselves in our kids' lives by invading their video games, their social media, their chat rooms with evil intent. And they are prolific. They are all out there. FBI Director Kash Patel just this week disclosed the extent to which the FBI is actually dealing with groups like one that calls itself 764. 764 is a loosely aligned group of deviants who spend their time hunting out impressionable children online and convincing these precious kids to do all manner of depraved things and even send pictures and video of themselves doing it. Everything from nudity and sex acts to cutting on themselves, hurting the family pets and videoing it, even filming themselves committing suicide. So these twisted individuals can then revel in it, take glee in it, and then share the videos with their cult-like followers and their aberrant viewers. All of this and more, as we read about the killer of innocent kids a few weeks ago at a Catholic church in Minneapolis, who spent a great deal of time embedding himself in online chat rooms with others who worshipped mass killers and held them up as idols for themselves to emulate. Look, we got to be aware who has access to our kids. We should care about those who teach our kids and what they teach them. Alabama recently passed a major school choice bill, more so than ever before. Our parents are going to be given a say-so in the education directions of their kids. And yeah, nationwide, there's a focus, an emphasis, if you will, on asserting that in America, we value our children, and as such, we want what is best for them. And I mean best in every way, which includes wanting the best for them in education, wanting the best for them in culture, wanting the best for them in safety. I mean, as conservatives, like you send your kid to school, right? We want to know that our children are being taught the best possible levels of reading, writing, arithmetic, sciences, technology, history, civics. In essence, we just want our kids to have an actual quality education and be safe and feel valued, to have positive social interactions, to be truly educated, which includes having an outcome-based education that actually rewards success and remediates failure, but stays focused on what's best for the child. Does that sound reasonable? It does, doesn't it? Conservatives actually want our children to be educated. Liberal progressives just want our children. So think back to your school days. I mean, do you remember those times when we were taught to keep secrets from our parents? To literally conspire with our teachers to say or do things that our parents wouldn't like and then not tell our parents? just to enjoy that salacious nature of having a trusted adult to help us rebel against our own family. You don't remember doing that? Neither do I. None of us do, because it's wrong. And any teacher who did that back in the day would find themselves out on their ear. There was a time when any teacher, any coach, any neighbor, or for that matter, any stranger who tried to do any of what I just described would be run out of town on a rail if they survived long enough to be run out of town. But it's happening every day. Every single day, we're catching more glimpses into the activist factories that some schools have become. Schools where every value and every belief and every patriotic vibe and faith-based position is laid bare and vacated by activists who pose as teachers. Happens every day, and we're beginning to see it more and more. And I'll pause here, though. By the way, let me just say this. I'll pause here and say that I know and I believe that the vast majority of educators are not at all on board with what I just described. They're not. They're patriots like you and me. They have godly influences, and they bring them to bear in their classrooms all over the nation. They have a calling to truly love and educate our kids. But yet, I would say this. Too many of them are aware of what is happening in the other classrooms next to theirs, but they just don't want to get involved. They don't want to face the shouts and the aspersions. They're afraid of being called racist or homophobic or bigoted. And so too many good teachers and quality adults just stay silent in the face of all the foolishness being perpetrated on kids. We need to know that fellow educators and citizens and parents won't just sit idly by and say nothing in the face of all this woke indoctrination and aberrant behavior. Parents will rally behind a good teacher. They will. Parents will get behind someone who cares for their kids rightfully. They will. Good teachers are everywhere, and there are good role models for kids everywhere. And we need to make sure that we affirm them and lift them up and thank them for what they do. We will get their back. If you have somebody that takes care of kids and does so lovingly and with honesty and integrity and teaches them about patriotism and life, thank them for it. Because too many of them don't nowadays. And we as grandparents and parents and concerned citizens need to be keenly aware of the myriad ways that people can also access our kids. Let me ask you this. Do you know your child's password for their social media? Do you limit their access to online chat rooms? Do you know what their friends and associates do with the cameras on their phone? Do you talk to your kids about this stuff and warn them what to look out for? I mean, it's really amazing if you think about it. We will teach kids to look both ways before they cross the street and not even warn them one time about never sending a picture of themselves to a stranger. How to avoid chat rooms. How to stay out of trouble when you're doing your online gaming. And now that I've said all that, let me tell you this. We got to keep up our end of the bargain. You and I, we all believe these things have to be done to take care of our kids. But gone are the days when we can assume somebody else will do it. And gone are the days we can just turn a blind eye. Gone are the days where we can just shrug our shoulders and go, well, it's not my kid, so it's not my fight. There's a world of sickos and progressive liberals who want our kids. And if it's not your kid today, it might be your grandchild tomorrow. Every kid has a target on their back, and every adult is a potential defender of those kids. And they should be. So be alert, be aware, be intentional. So yeah, if you come across a good teacher, someone who values children, truly values education, take a stand for them. If a social media post or a direct message or an email or a chat room has content you're concerned about, address it, block it, report it. Don't let your child go there. You wouldn't let someone walk in your house and sleep in your child's room you didn't know, but the online world is just as bad. And too often we don't see how much access people are getting to our kids. We got to stick together on this. You see it, you say it. And we get each other's back, and we never settle for letting progressives or sickos indoctrinate our kids in our schools. Or access them online, or whatever else it may take. These deviants are out there, and they will try to find their way. So you find the good citizens and good role models, the good scout leaders and the good Sunday school teachers, and you thank them. And you stand up with those who will say no to the bullies, and you turn off the social media, and you put a porn blocker on your child's phone. Do it for the kids. Do it for all the kids. Because kids are a gift from God, and our job is to be good stewards of what God has given us. Good stewards of what they are now, and good stewards of what they will be. Got to save the kids. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.